97.9 FM and WCHL, time for trivia. And when you think trivia, you just automatically think Freddie Kiger.
Yes, that would be absolutely correct.
Isn't it nice to be known for that?
That's my life.
It is. I mean, you leave a legacy of trivia.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's going to be like most of the other minutia, just kind of bottom of a footnote at the end of the book somewhere in the bottom of the stacks of some library.
Freddie, trust me, you have left quite a legacy already, and you're not even going anywhere yet.
Well, you know what? Let's don't plan on going anywhere. How about that?
Yeah, let's hope not.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay.
Hey, you got a trip coming up.
Yeah, I got a trip coming up out to Oregon next month.
Yeah.
And you got a trip coming up too,
Seattle.
Don't you?
Seattle.
Yeah. We're not going together, but we're going to the same part of the country.
I'll wave at you.
Yeah, me too.
We could possibly be on that first leg.
You never know. You never know.
All right.
Well, what's up with the trivia this morning? You got a good one?
Counting sheep.
Okay. Should I fall asleep in the middle of this question?
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever really counted sheep to try to fall asleep?
No. I've heard people talk about it, but I've never done
that. I mean, I maybe have tried it once or twice.
Yeah.
It don't work.
Nah.
Didn't
work for me.
All right. Well, anyway.
Of course, these days, I don't have any problem falling asleep.
No.
Earlier in my life, you know, I
never did that. When that battery was the ever-ready bunny.
That's right. Now all I got to do is just sit down or lie down and
go run. You're asleep.
Yeah.
Hey, you're in an intersection.
That's right. No, I don't do it then.
No, I know you don't.
It's a wonder.
Counting sheep. All right, here we go. You ready?
Right. Yep.
Name the country that has the highest sheep to people ratio. Name the country that has the highest sheep to people ratio. Most people will have a ballpark chance at this. In a good educational guess. Name the country that has the highest sheep to people ratio.
Well, you know what I think of that question? Not bad.
That was bad.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from OpenEye Cafe. It's half off, $20 towards any refreshments, available until midnight for $10. Located in the heart of Carrboro, OpenEye is known for its welcoming vibe and for serving award-winning coffee, whole leaf tea, wine, and beer. Once there, you'll be able to choose from coffees roasted in-house by Good Food Award-winning Carrboro Coffee Roasters and over 30 varieties of whole leaf tea. It's half off from OpenEye Cafe. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Freddie Kiger asking a question about sheep.
Yes, highest sheep to people ratio. What country?
Well, I would immediately thought of Scotland, if that was right. Aren't there a lot of sheep in Scotland?
It's a good guess.
But I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
It would be one of the colonies, one of the former colonies of the UK.
Mm-hmm.
New Zealand.
Oh, okay.
Kiwis down there, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, get this. 4,365,113 people.
Mm-hmm.
4.3 million people.
Right.
31,132,300 sheep. Holy smoke.
How do you get an exact count on that?
Well, I know. I mean,
that's amazing.
It's a ballpark figure, but 7.13 sheep per person.
Wow. That's amazing.
You don't walk out in the field with a bottle of Woolite or something, man.
That's a lot of sheep.
And for the record, Australia is third at 3.30.
And you say Scotland's second?
Mongolia. With 4.85 sheep per person. New Zealand! Holy smoke!
Oh, wow. Another good reason to go to New Zealand if you ever get a chance, if you like sheep. Oh, boy, you pulled the wool over my eyes with that question.
I knew that was coming at some point.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Have a good weekend.
I love these animal questions.
Yeah.
All right. I'll ponder it over the weekend.
All right.